A good soldier shares in the suffering of Christ. Is that true? Are you good soldiers? Do you suffer in Christ Jesus as you bear your sword? Is this the sword that a Christian carries? No, that's not the sword that a Christian carries. Here's the sword that we carry. What's the name of this book?
Bible.
The Bible. This is the Word of God. This is the sword of the Spirit. This is the sword that we as a soldier uses to slay our enemies. And yes, even though we suffer in this life, we also realize that who else suffered for us? Evan, the answer is always Jesus. Always Jesus. Always Jesus. Jesus is the one who suffered for us. And since he suffered for us, we too suffer in this life. But a good soldier always shares in the suffering of Christ Jesus. What does that mean to us? Yeah, that's right. That means too that we will also die, just as Jesus died. But then on the third day, what did Jesus do for you? On the third day, what did he do? He rose from the dead. And because Jesus rose from the dead, we will never die spiritually, because we as a good soldier, because we use the sword of the Spirit, because we study the Bible and read the Bible, we believe what Jesus has done for us, we have faith in Jesus. What is his promise? That he'll take us where? He promises to take us to heaven. He promises to come for you and to take you to heaven. So therefore, as good soldiers, as a soldier must always do, they follow the orders of their commander, right? And who is your commander? The answer is always Jesus. The answer is always Jesus. Therefore, since Jesus is our Lord and Savior, since he is our commander, we know that since he suffered, we will suffer too. But we also obey his orders. And he tells us that we're to go into the world and to proclaim his gospel. We're to tell other people about what Jesus has done for you. That's what a soldier does. A soldier defends. A soldier defends the Bible. A soldier defends all that has been entrusted to him or her. And we are not afraid. We are never afraid to proclaim the truth of Jesus Christ. That he died for you. That he rose for you. That he ascended into heaven for you. And then on the great last day, he's going to come for all of you. He's going to come and take us to heaven, where we will live with our general forever and ever. So therefore, be a good soldier and remember what Jesus has done. Your general cares for you. Your general loves you. Your general is the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes as we bow our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for calling us to be your soldiers. As we go forth, O Lord, to do your work and to do your will, we ask that you never leave us or forsake us. And help us to always remember Jesus. Help us to always remember you and what you have done for me in your death, in your resurrection, in your ascension. And I know, Lord Jesus, that one day you will come for me and I will live with you forever and ever. And all the children said,
Amen.
Very good.